to government and personal responsibility. This is an attempt to address the texting while driving epidemic, while at the same time repealing the current statute that was enacted a few years ago, which bans texting while driving for those under the age of 21. Somewhat a creature of this process, it was flawed, and we seek with this legislation, Mr. President, to enhance and give some definition to the law that's already on the books, distracted driving. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bill. Senator from Barton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Yes, yes. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 904, introduced by Senator Emery, an act.
Come to order. Senator Wilson will speak on a point of personal privilege. Senator, you may proceed.
Mr. President, I'm sorry that not more of my colleagues are into the chamber to hear this, but I have good news for the Senate. Today, Judge Beadham, in the case of the Missouri Alliance for Freedom versus me, ruled in favor of the motion to dismiss the lawsuit. If you recall, last year, about the middle of the session, I had been pushing for a bill that would have outlawed dark money. And I was asked for all of my emails between myself and the various national organizations that oppose dark money and that were helpful in drafting that legislation, among other emails. And I, of course, as any of my Senate colleagues would have done, said, I'm sorry, but those emails between me and other people are not subject to the Sunshine Law, and they filed the lawsuit against me with the, by the way, the lawsuit, which was run by the chairman of the Republican Party. And I think the whole purpose of this was to shut me up or to intimidate me and tell me, we don't really want you opposing dark money. But the bigger issue was that if they had ruled that they could get my emails, they could have gotten the emails of every member of the Senate or of the House. So this is a big win for the legislature. And of course, they could still appeal it. So we'll have to wait in case there's an appeal. But I just wanted my colleagues to know, and while I'm standing here, I want to give a big old shout out to my second cousin sitting over there on the bench, Lowell Moeller, who former director of the Department of Agriculture and a member of the Conservation Commission. So anyway, thank you very much.
The Senate is on the order of business of introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole, what purpose do you write?
Lowell Moeller.
Have met that gentleman before.
Have you ever heard of the State Fair?
I have heard of the State Fair.
All right. Lowell, he's heard of the State Fair. Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business.
Body that we will be making a recess motion to... yes, sir, I know the time, Senator from Cape. Can't even eat Christmas. To come back and go listen to the State of the State address, and we'll assemble here. And at the time, people are on the various escort committees and everything. Our fine Sergeant of Arms and Secretary of Senate will be giving strict instructions on how to do all that. So we will be re-adjourning after recess at 18:45, Mr. President. That is 6:45 p.m. That was my announcement.
All right. Any other announcements? Announcements. Hearing none. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 18:45 this day.
Senator from Cole moves that the Senate stay in recess till 18:45 this day. All those in favor of that motion say aye.